Tinnitus has completely changed my life, and I don't know where to begin with this because there's so many little things now that I do that I never would have thought twice about when I was in my worst days with tinnitus. Before I get started, I want to say a huge thank you to Juerity for sponsoring this video. They've helped me get in contact with audiologists like Stephen Hale to give expert advice because obviously I can't give you all of that because it's just my experience of tinnitus that I can share. I don't want to give you any false information. That's why having Juerity get me in contact with people like Stephen Hale with the expert advice is so valuable. And their product, Tinnerity G1, has completely changed the game with tinnitus. If you are someone who likes listening to white noise at night time or in the daytime, their product is amazing. It comes on this little docking station. It's called Tinnerity G1. And you get a little adapter that clips behind your ear. And it uses bone conduction technology to play white noise so no one else can hear it. It doesn't fall off when you sleep. They're just brilliant. Like, this little device is amazing. So if you're interested, you can click the link in my description and press find a clinic to find a clinic near you that will help you get set up with Tinnerity. So I'm sat here right now. I'm looking out my window and I'm just noticing little things, you know, like the birds flying, the clouds in the sky. It feels like spring. I love spring. And 2 years ago, in my worst days of tinnitus, I would never ever notice these little things because tinnitus had sucked the life out of me. That's how I felt anyway. I felt like I could not enjoy life to the fullest because of my tinnitus and because it was not letting me enjoy simple pleasures. Things which were like going outside and socializing with people, I couldn't do because I was so fixated on my tinnitus. And the more attention I gave to my tinnitus, the louder that I perceived it. My social battery just died within like 10 minutes, and it wasn't fun at all. And it got to the point where I was just in my house all day, not really leaving and achieving anything. And that's the biggest thing. Like, I beat myself up so much about not achieving anything or just wasting my days, wasting my life because of my tinnitus. And I blame everything on my tinnitus. But now I'm at a point where I'm living my life despite it. It's not changed, it's still there. There's ways to manage that I've now implemented into my life. If I didn't have tinnitus, I would not have ways of coping with everyday situations that I didn't have back then. I now know how to cope with different things that life throws at me, whether it's a new job, whether it's trying to develop new skills. I now have this mindset where I know that nothing can stop me, and that's all because of my tinnitus. On the journey of habituation, you've got to learn different techniques to help you manage and to help you stop these stressful negative responses. And something that's really helped me live happily with tinnitus is not taking everything for granted. Like, these days I will crack an egg like in a frying pan and watch it fry and like listen to the sounds, and I'd be like, wow, that's actually such a nice sound. Whereas back then I kind of would just go on with my day and not really care too much about it. But I feel like having tinnitus has made me appreciate life a lot more, and it's made me feel a lot more fulfilled in life and grateful for what I have, which I'm so grateful for within itself, because without tinnitus I wouldn't be feeling this fulfilled in life. Because now I've got ways to manage stressful situations, I now feel more grateful for things, and I wouldn't be who I am without tinnitus. And that's in a more positive way. I'm so much more positive now. And although it was a rocky start with tinnitus, trust me, it doesn't stay that way. It will if you let it, but if you really focus on the positive in life and focus on ways to managing your emotions, you will get to the point where you'd be so much more happier than you ever would be in any different lifetime, because you can truly appreciate every little thing. Everyone wants to have something they don't have. And for us with tinnitus, when we're first dealing with it, we would wish, wouldn't we, that we didn't have tinnitus. And people who don't have tinnitus probably wish they had like a new car, or because that would make their life better. Well, that's not true. Life is what you make it, and you don't need to have all of these fancy things in the world, or you don't need to have something like a silent life. You don't need to have a silent life to be happy. If you can't enjoy a simple coffee in the morning, then you will not be able to enjoy your ideal lifestyle. You can find happiness in other things. So for example, I'm sat here right now in a quiet room, I've got tinnitus, I don't really think about it anymore because I'm so much more invested in what I'm saying to you guys and my budgies that are tweeting that you can probably hear. And I'm looking out the window at different things that are going on. I no longer dwell in the ringing because I've found happiness elsewhere. I've just spoke to someone about negativity online, and you know, there's so many people out there that will spread negativity about tinnitus. Which is true, like, it's obvious that you're gonna feel negative for tinnitus to start off with when you don't know any better. But once you realise that you can live happily with tinnitus and focus on other things in life, your life does improve. And especially when you go to an audiologist and learn more about your tinnitus, you'll be able to feel more self-aware and health aware. You won't feel like tinnitus is gonna kill you because it can't hurt you. Your head will be so much more clear. But there's going to be people online that are negative. They're going to be negative, they're going to put that negativity onto you. And you've just got to try and ignore it, block them, because that's just going to drain your positivity. Your experience is your own, and no one else's experience online is yours. Tinnitus is completely individual, it's subjective, no tinnitus is the same. But if you're coming across people who are negative, that's just because they're not trying to be positive, they're quite happy being negative. Obviously, and I know it's hard, it's so hard to get out of that negative pit because I've been there, but trust me, the more you fuel the negativity and the more you fuel your tinnitus, the louder your perception's going to be, the more intense it's going to be, sorry. Tinnitus has given me more opportunities. I'm speaking to you guys right now and I'm so grateful to be able to talk about my experience and learn more about yours, because truly, tinnitus is scary. It's scary when you haven't had it long and it's starting to impact your life. You don't know what to do. But with your engagement and talking to you guys in the comments, talking to you on different forums, we're able to spread the awareness that tinnitus is individual and everyone can habituate, no matter who you are, what your circumstances are. You can habituate and you can get to the point of living a happy life despite it. I never thought that was gonna happen for me, but trust me, it can happen. Here I am now, I've had it my whole life. Since learning to manage my tinnitus, I've learned to manage everything along with it, including stressful situations. I know how to react to them. I know how to do anything despite it. And I've learned so much more about myself and I've learned so much more about tinnitus along the way. And I feel like I've truly found my purpose in life, is talking about tinnitus to people who have just started dealing with it, because I've been there. I know how scary it is. And I just want everyone to know that you can live happily despite it, and it will transform your life for the better. Even before you had tinnitus, like, you will become a more leveled up version of yourself. I'm so much more grateful for everything. And that's all down to my tinnitus, because I've learned how to live happily despite it. And along the way, I've learned that everything is so much more beautiful and life really is what you make it. I want you to take tinnitus and think of it as an opportunity to grow within yourself. I want you to think of it as a new possibility to become happier and to become more strong and capable with anything life throws at you, because that's what I've done. And don't get me wrong, we can't be positive all the time. It's completely normal to have bad days where you don't feel so great. But with a mindset that's a lot more resilient and stronger than it ever has been, you can get to the point of living happily and truly being appreciative. I do think tinnitus has changed me for the better, and I wouldn't have had it any other way, because I completely stand by that you've got to go through some like tough things to be able to overcome things in the future and to become a stronger version of yourself. So if you have tinnitus, just take it as an opportunity to build yourself and to grow as a person, because it can be tough to start off with, but you truly do have the strength to get through it.